Rav Sacks mentioned on Monday, on Aleph and Beis and Megillah, tells us that Ezra was misaken, that the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo must be read before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Says Abaye, Lamed Aleph and Beis and Megillah, Kidei Shetichla Shana Uklal Oseha. We want the year and its curses to end. Leave the Tochacha behind in the previous year, start Rosh Hashanah on a fresh slate, no curses. Curses were previous year, all the Klalos are left behind, new year starts, no curses. What does that mean? Tifla Shana Uklal Oseha. Leave the Tochacha behind the previous year. What's the message of Chazal trying to teach us? And perhaps this simple Musa here is the following. One of the biggest impediments to any Jew's aspirations to improve in Avodas Hashem, one of the biggest difficulties, one of the biggest challenges, one of the most common forms of Yetzer Hara attack, which prevent us from growing in Avodas Hashem, is that I've already failed and it's no use. I'm already past that point where I could be the next Gadol Hador, the next Tzadik Hador, the next Mekubal. I've already done X, Y, and Z in my teenage high school years, especially senior year. That was a disaster. There's no point in trying to fool myself into being different. This is what I've done. This is what I've been. This is who I've been already. And I'm not going to ever be that great Tzadik. I've seen I failed. It's the past failures that are always so challenging in preventing one's growth in Avodas Hashem. Famous, beautiful Shlomo Rebbe, the Siddur Shah, who says, and we say in davening, V'chaser satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. He says, I understand, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chaser satan milfaneinu. Remove the satan from in front of me, who's trying to tempt me to sin. Why do you say as well, u'me'acharenu, the satan behind me? What does that refer to? Says in the Siddur Shalom, because one of the most potent forms of the satan is not just the temptation before the sin, but the nagging after the sin, the acharenu. Ah, you shlemazel, you're a chote, you're a lowlife, you're just as corrupt as the worst of them, you're never going to amount to anything of tzidkus or anything of worthwhile ruchnius material. Look at you, you did X, Y, and Z when you were here, when you were there, when you were younger. Satan me'acharenu is also a devastating, terrible drag on one's aliyah ruchanit. And so perhaps the Gemara in Megillah is telling us the message when you approach Rosh Hashanah is Tichla Shana Uklal Oseha. We've all had Klala here or there in the past year. We've all stumbled, failed, this way or that way. But if you want to be successful in Kabbalah's Olmach L'Shemayim, in starting fresh, you have to have that perception, that perspective of Tichla Shana Uklal Oseha. Whatever I've done wrong, don't focus on the failures. Leave that behind. It's a new year, it's a new start, and it could be different. But you have to come in with that optimistic attitude. It's very, very interesting when we look in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisavo. The Tochacha. Ramban tells us in B'chukosai that this week's Tochacha is a reference or a remez, an allusion to the Churban Bayis Sheni and the Golos that we are currently suffering in. And Ban famously says in B'chukosai that the Tochacha of B'chukosai is a remez to Churban Bayis Rishon, the Golos Bavel, and the Geula from that Golos Bavel. Whereas this week's Tochacha, Kisavo, says Ramban, is a remez to Churban Bayis Sheni and the Golos that we are still floundering in. If you look at the Tochacha, at the Klal Oseha of the Churban HaBayis, how do Chazal encourage us to relate to that failure of Churban? We know there's a Zechel of Churban. You always have to have a Zechel of Churban. Be it in your house, the Amma al-Amma, unplastered square area on the wall near the front door. Be it the smashing of the glass at the wedding, the ashes on the head of the Chassan. Whatever the Zechel of Churban is, there are numerous Zechel of Churbans that are supposed to be part and parcel of our lives. But at the same time, that doesn't prevent us from getting married, from eating meat and drinking wine, from having a brand new beautiful house, you're still supposed to go forward and live life nonetheless. Yes, we don't forget and ignore the past because there are critical lessons to be taken from it, but that doesn't, however, at the same time, it doesn't impede you from progressing forward. There's a balance that has to be struck. You look, for example, at numerous figures, Gedolei Olam, who survived the Holocaust and rebuilt their lives afterwards. One of my favorites, Klausenberger Rebbe. You look at the Klausenberger Rebbe, his life story, he lost his wife and 11 children in the Holocaust. Lost everything. The man was beaten within an inch of his life, tortured, nearly succumbed. Comes out of the Holocaust, comes to this country, remarries, has another 7 children. Rebuilds an entire chassidus in Williamsburg, replete with yeshivas and shuls. And then in Union City, New Jersey. And then he goes to Kiryat Sanz in Netanya and builds a hospital, an entire community there. A man whose life was virtually close to destroyed, and he rebuilt it from scratch. He didn't just then limp all the way to the finish line and say, thank God I lived, I survived, now it's time to go. He didn't just survive, he thrived. Rebuilt, moved forward. Incredible, incredible lesson. The same is true with Tifl Shana Kol Aseha. You don't limp forward in depression, spiritually speaking, after one failure or another. Yes, you look back to recognize where I had a pitfall, where I went wrong, not to repeat those mistakes. But you look forward to not just to survive, but to thrive. You look to rebuild and to grow and to be better. One of the beautiful, beautiful, famous chidushim of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal on this week's parsha is with regard to the series of psukim known as the Vidui Maestros. Vidui Maestros. Because in the Vidui Maestros, when one brings or takes from his house whatever maestros he still has to get rid of and to bring and to take from his house, the pasuk tells us, when you finish taking and tithing your grain in the third year, and you give the levi and the ger and the yasim and the almana all the maestros you're supposed to give them, you're supposed to state, says the Gemara, after removing all the leftover residual maestros from your house, the Torah says you're supposed to state, you're supposed to declare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Arti HaKadosh Min Abayis, I've gotten rid of all the Kodesh, the Maestros from my home, Maestro Ani, for example, I've given it to the proper recipient, Lager, Leyasim, Lamana, Pechom Mitzvascha, Asher Tzivisani, as you have commanded me, Lo'avarti Mitzvosecha V'lo Shechafti. I haven't violated any commandments. I haven't forgotten. These psukim refer to in the Mishnah as Vidui Maestros, the confession of the Maestros. And the Soloveitchik Zatzal asked famously, why on earth do you refer to a series of psukim in which you declare Asisi Klasha Tzivisani, Losha Lavarti Mitzvasecha, Losha Chafti as Vidui? And he famously said, because even though you are declaring I've done everything right, that itself is referred to as a Vidui, as a confession. Because if you can look back and see how successful you were in Ruchnius, in Avodas Hashem, on occasion, that itself is a form of vidui, because it serves as proof that you are capable today and now again of doing just as well and even better. It's an indication of one's spiritual potential. It's a reminder to one that despite failures, we can still say Tichla Shanu Kol Aseha. Despite having failed, I can look back and see, look, there have been times when lo avarti mitzvasecha v'lo shachafti. You look back and see, I have potential, incredible potential to tap into. The challenge is not to get bogged down in past failures, but to recognize one's capability and potential for success. That's the Tichla Shana Uklav Osela. Beautiful story, which I might have shared with you in the past, that Rabbi Riskin writes about in his memoirs, when he met Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, the Panavizhar Rav, on a trip to New York. He was fundraising for Panavizhar Yeshiva. And Rabbi Riskin said to him, he was visiting Rav Kahaneman, who at that time was suddenly hospitalized due to some illness that he had. And Rav Riskin said to Rav Kahaneman, Panavizhar Rav, you're so fortunate. You have accomplished so much of your dreams in life. You built an entire town in Bnei Brak, an entire yeshiva, Panavish Yeshiva. You rebuilt what was lost in Europe into Bnei Brak, into the biggest, most thriving yeshiva of its time. It says, so many people live life and barely accomplish 10% of their dreams, and you've accomplished so much of your dreams. And he responded to Rabbi Riskin by saying, Nay, you're wrong. I also have only accomplished only 10% of my dreams. The difference is that I dream bigger than everyone else. Meaning, here was a man who accomplished so much because he recognized how much potential he had. Everyone else thinks, oh, what can I accomplish, sach hakol? I can't do that much anyways in life in my Avodas Hashem. So we don't strive for that much, we don't accomplish that much. We figure, oh, I'm not capable of doing more. The Gedolei Olam who accomplished so much in Avodas Hashem, in Habatzas HaTorah, in Yiras Shamayim, it's because they recognized how much more they're capable of. They're able to look back and see, lo avarti mitzvah secha v'lo shachachti, look how much success I was capable of in the past. That means I can do so much more going forward. Because if people didn't look at the Shanu Klal Osel, they didn't look at the failures that they were bound to encounter along the way, they looked at how much potential, how much success they were capable of, and that's what propelled them forward to accomplish so much more. Perhaps that's why the Zecha L'Churban of the glass that we break at the wedding is done dafka then. Everyone knows you break a glass at the wedding, you barely notice the loss of the glass. You're so thrilled, you're so excited, you're so happy, you're dancing, you're being misameach. Perhaps the message to every young couple is that you go through life, there are bound to be small little glasses breaking here and there. But you're on a journey in life where there's so much more to be excited about, to accomplish, and so much more potential to be realized. The same way, sure, you lost a glass, but you don't let it get you down. You focus on the simcha in life. So not just at the chasa, but throughout life as well. There's an occasional glass that's going to break here or there. You don't let it get you down. You look at Tichla Shana Kol Asel, leave behind the failures. Yes, look back to recognize how much potential you have from the successes. Look back to recognize where you went wrong so you don't repeat those mistakes. But the outlook is always optimistic, always potential, always incredible possibilities. That's what enables a Ben Torah to approach Rosh Hashanah with Kabbalah Zalmachos Shemayim, to start anew, to start fresh, and to realize ever greater heights of Avodas Hashem and Yerushalayim.